So since Jeff is out, we get to have the hour all to ourselves. There's no adult supervision in the studio today. I want to thank everybody for joining us. You give us a call at 457-1290 if you'd like to be on the show. We'd love to have you call in and ask your questions. Maybe you've got a question about something that's been going on in the news the last few weeks, or maybe you got a new gun for Christmas. I know there were several of those that happened over the last day. I hope everybody did have a great celebration yesterday, or whenever or whatever you celebrate this holiday season. At our house, Christmas Day, in addition to being primarily a celebration of and reflection on the birth of Christ, is also a day to wind down a bit, to relax and just take it easy. We have usually not a great big dinner celebration. We don't make it as much of a food event at our place because everybody in our family in one way or another is tied into the retail world. And so things get to be a little hectic this time of year, and we just use Christmas Day as one down day to relax. So that's what was going on at our house. We did have some folks over, and we had a really good time. So whatever you did yesterday, or whatever you've done over the last few weeks in the celebrating of the holiday season, I hope you had a great time as well. And maybe your gift exchange did include a firearm. I know it did for certain for a few folks, because although we were closed on Christmas Eve, we did open the store long enough to do a couple of transfers, and we also awarded our Christmas raffle, and that was a Glock package. So somebody got a nice new firearm to go with the Christmas season as well. And we had a couple other prizes as well. And so I know that there were some folks that had a little extra special Christmas this last year. So congratulations to the winners of all three prizes, and thanks to everyone who participated in the show in the raffle at the range. If you did get a new firearm, we want to encourage you to be sure you get training to go with it, because that's one of the most important things, is that you know very well how to operate your firearm and that you do it safely. You know, if you're already an experienced shooter and this new gun is just the latest addition to your collection, well, and it's especially if it's similar in operation to the ones that you already have, that's great. And just be sure that you thoroughly read and fully understand the operation manual. Manufacturers do occasionally change things on their guns, so even if you have a similar model already, it's still a good idea to read the manual with every new gun. It's well worth it, well worth the time spent to go do that. And if nothing changed and you really knew all that stuff already, well, that's no harm done. It didn't take that long, and it's a pretty good review. Maybe you didn't get a gun, or maybe you'd like to get a gun. Well, we have a special guest in our studio today, and this is somebody who's a founding member of Sim Trainer, and he's also the owner of Peabody Sports. So, John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. Thank you very much. Yeah, we just want to wish you and Jeff and all your listeners a happy holidays from all us at Peabody Sports.
Hey, thanks very much.
Yeah. Hey there. I just want to tell all of my customers out there that if they're thinking about training coming up in the new year, whether that be concealed carry or first shots program or any of the fine advanced handgun courses that you have at Sim Trainer, we fully endorse and recommend Sim Trainer. And hey, I'm an alumni, by the way.
Yes,
so
you are.
I take most all of their courses, and they're outstanding. We love it a lot. Also, in speaking of training, I'd like to announce a special offering to all listening out there. In our upcoming year-end sale that we're going to have this coming Monday through Thursday, we'd like to offer all the people out there that are listening to come to the store and spend at least $100. Mention you heard this on Shooting from the Hip, and we'll give you a $25 gift certificate off any new membership or any new training class sign-ups for Sim Trainer. Certificate's good through February 27th, and it's courtesy of us at Peabody Sports.
Hey, thanks very much, John. We appreciate that. So if you're looking for maybe some accessories to go with your new firearm, or maybe you didn't get that firearm and you'd like to check out some options for doing that, John's got a pretty good selection over there. And so you've got everything on sale this week too, eh?
That's true. We got pretty much the whole store on sale. The handguns or pistols or shotguns, rifles, black rifles, and all of our accessories. So come on out. If you get that Christmas money, you're looking for a place to spend it, this is a great time. It's probably the best prices we're going to have for this year.
Where are you located for those people who don't know about Peabody Sports?
We are at 2786 Wilmington Pike. That's just about a block and a half north of Dorothy Lane behind the new Sonic restaurant. And we're in the little strip malls on the left-hand side and behind that.
Okay.
And our hours are going to be a little special this coming week. We're normally closed on Monday, but we're opening up for the sale. We'll be open from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. all 4 days.
Are you open today over there too?
No, we're closed today for the holidays.
Okay. So you'll be back. You're not normally open on Sunday, or you're normally open, but you're not open this Sunday?
That's correct.
Okay. You'll be open next on Monday.
That is correct. For
day
4 days.
Closed. Okay. So yep. Monday through Thursday, this deal is available. And if people want to come out and take a look at what Peabody Sports has in stock, maybe test a few guns in their hands and make sure they find one that fits properly. I know that's one thing I know that John will do for you is that when you buy a gun over there, he's not going to just put you in the first gun that you see that, you know, looks right. But if you haven't really had a chance to figure out whether or not it fits you, that he'll make sure that the gun that you get is appropriate for what you want to do. So, John, that's one of the reasons that we send folks over to you when they're looking for something that we don't have at Sim Trainer, or for people that aren't members or haven't taken classes for us at Sim Trainer as well.
Absolutely. And we call it service with a difference is what we call it in our area. And with our decor difference, we're there to service the professionals, the discriminating buyer, and especially women. We're one of the things that we specialize in. Lots of times women think that it's a little intimidating when they're coming into a firearm store, and we're there to help them choosing the right weapon. So come on out and see us, guys, and mention the show here, Shooting from the Hip, which we think is great, and we'll give you a little bit of kick there when your next sign up. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Don. Glad you could be on the show with us today. Maybe you didn't get a gun, or you don't own a gun, or you're really not so sure about this whole gun thing. It's, you know, there's these weirdos that are constantly wanting to do this shooting stuff. Well, we'd love you to come down and take our First Shots classes for an introduction to the shooting sports, safety, shooting fundamentals, and a whole lot of fun. This class really is for everyone ages 10 and up who's not shot before. Actually, we had some people who have come and actually have shot before. Maybe it's been a long time, or maybe they just want to come get the fundamentals and kind of set the basis for their shooting and learn some of the things that they might have learned from a friend or from a parent several years ago, but they haven't really had any formal training. So the First Shots class is a great way to do that. We had a great time at the First Shots Marathon a couple of weeks ago, we're not normally doing three classes in a day, but we are running at least one every month, and the class on the 16th that was already scheduled has now filled. So we've added another class on that day, so we're going to have two classes that day. So if you would like to find out more about what the shooting sports is all about, if you've never shot before and you'd like to check it out, it's really a pretty inexpensive class. It's only $25, and it includes the use of our firearms, ammunition, and eye and ear protection, and the classroom and the range time, as well as assistance from range instructors and safety officers to coach you along. So it's a great way to find out about the shooting sports. We're going to take a break here in just a second. So when we come back, we'll talk to Tony in Dayton, who has a question about concealed carry. And we'll be back right after this break on WHIO.
Hi, this is Cam Edwards from NRANews.com, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery with Sim Trainer and Shooting from the Hip. We're glad to be on the air today. We're taking your calls at 457-1290. Let's go to Tony in Dayton. Tony, you have a question for us about concealed carry. Let me try that one more time. There, Tony, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you
hear me?
I can.
Yes, I have a concealed carry for Ohio, and I travel down to Georgia quite often. And I'm just curious, on other states that recognize Georgia, how do you get an out-of-state concealed carry permit that has reciprocity for Georgia?
That's a great question. Unfortunately, Ohio doesn't have reciprocity with Georgia. They don't recognize our license, and they don't issue an out-of-state license. So what I did in order to get be able to carry in Georgia was to go to Pennsylvania, and that license is only $26. You can do that by mail. You just send them a copy of you send them the application, you fill it out, You send them the $26 and you send them a copy of your driver's license and your license to carry concealed handgun in Ohio, and then they will process the application, and assuming that you meet everything, which pretty much is a given if you already have a license and it's valid, then they will send you back a license to carry a firearm. Theirs is a little different. There's a license to carry firearm, and then that they have reciprocity with Georgia, and you can use that license to get through there. It also gives you Texas, obviously Pennsylvania, and there's one other, I forget what, but that was Texas and Georgia were the ones that I needed in addition to be able to travel in east and go through Pennsylvania. So that's the way I did it. There are several other ways. Florida has reciprocity with Georgia, and so you can get a Florida license. Theirs is, I think, $117. Other than that, it's fairly similar. I think I don't remember exactly the procedure, but we have some of the packets at SimTrainer if you wanted to apply for a Florida license as well. There's a great article on how to deal with the whole issue of non-resident licenses and carrying in other states if you go to the Buckeye Firearms Association website at buckeyefirearms.org and you do a search for non-resident on the site. It'll bring up a great article that was done. In fact, I think it was done a couple of years ago, but it's been updated a few times since then. They have a link to a place in Pennsylvania that does those non-resident licenses, and it actually makes it pretty easy to do. It also gives you more information about other states and if you wanted to get any particular state, how to do that and what different options there are.
All right, great. Thanks.
Hey, thanks very much for giving the show a call. We appreciate it. Let me ask you a question. How long have you been carrying? How long have you had a license? You still there? Okay, I guess we lost him. There's a lot of folks that have that same problem in wanting to go between states, and Ohio has limited reciprocity. Some other states will recognize Ohio's license even though that Ohio doesn't recognize their license, which we had a call last week from somebody in Indiana who wanted to be able to carry in Ohio. And, you know, we don't offer a non-resident license in Ohio. And so that means that people that are in adjacent states that don't have reciprocity with Ohio and Ohio doesn't recognize their license, they have to go to a third state in order to get a license to come in and carry in Ohio. So that's something that may be on the agenda of something we can fix in the Ohio law and either recognize everybody else's licenses so that if your state recognizes that you're a person who is a responsible individual and has done whatever preparations they believe are necessary in their state and has been issued a license to carry a concealed handgun in whatever state you reside in, then you'd be able to also carry in Ohio. Personally, I think that's the right answer, and we're not quite there yet. So there have already been a couple of major changes to the Ohio law, and each of the times those changes have improved the way we do things in Ohio. So that's a good thing. And one of those changes that's currently pending is House Bill 203, which would allow those people with a firearm carrying pursuant to their concealed handgun license to go into a restaurant that serves alcohol. Right now, we can't do that. It's a felony if you go through the doors of the restaurant, and that's really kind of unfortunate because leaving the firearm locked in your vehicle is really not as secure as leaving it on your hip where it belongs. And so we're glad that Representatives Danny Bupp and Jared Martin have authored this bill, and there are many other sponsors of that bill. But if you need to check on, you can check on our website and you can look to see, there's a link to the Ohio bill and you can see who the sponsors are currently for that bill. And you can see if your representative is currently listed as a sponsor. And if not, give them a call and let them know that you think that you'd like to have them sponsor that bill and get it through the House and then get it on over to the Senate and make it Ohio law. Let's talk a little bit more about First Shots program. We found also that the First Shots is a great class for people who are experienced shooters to introduce someone who's a new shooter to the shooting sport, or to help people that they know who are afraid of guns, or to just dispel myths for people who think that guns are evil or cause crime. And so if you're an experienced shooter and you've never introduced anyone to the shooting sports, invite them to come to a First Shots class. We find that to be just a really super way to introduce new folks to the shooting sports. We've had several people that have come in almost too scared to make it through the door. And when they leave, they got great big smiles on their faces. So there's just no understanding of how much fun shooting a handgun is until you've actually done it. And regardless of what all the myths are, regardless of what people think about it, there's just no way to get the real picture until you've done it. And the best way to do it is in a safe and controlled environment. And of course, at Sim Trainer, that controlled environment includes temperature control because our range is, you know, is air conditioned and heated. So this time of year, it's a lot more comfortable to be shooting indoors than it is to go out to one of the outdoor places or even shooting out in somebody's backyard. You know, last week, Jeff announced a few special offers for listeners of Shooting from the Hip that were available through Christmas. Well, you know, that's what he gets when he goes out of town and he leaves me in charge. So I'm going to extend those offers. If you didn't get a chance to come down to the range and take advantage of the special offers that we were having through Christmas, now you've got through this week, at least this weekend, to exercise those offers. We do have a catch on that though, because we're redoing the floors at the range, so the range office might close at any time between now and the New Year's Eve. Or it might be closed after that. We're not sure yet what the schedule is going to work out to. But once the range is closed, you're not going to be able to take advantage of these offers anymore. So you can still get in today or tomorrow afternoon and take advantage of those deals. And if we're still open Monday and Wednesday from 10 to 2, or I mean from in the evenings from 5 to 9, or on Tuesday from 10 to 2, then that'll work also. But we may or may not be open, so don't wait too late. We'll talk about what those specials are a little bit after, but I want to remind everybody that if you'd like to come in, call into the show and get on the air, have a question for us, you can call the show at 457-1290. We'll take your calls in just a little bit after the break. The other thing is that if you'd like to find out more information about the show, you can go to sim-trainer.com/radio on the web. That's sim-trainer.com/radio, and that'll take you to our Shooting from the Hip show page. There's also a link on that page for you to join our Facebook page as a fan of our Facebook page, and there's also a link for you to send email to the show at sim-trainer.com. It's radio at sim-trainer.com. So that's the best way to get a hold of us if you would like to send us a question to deal with on the air. We can do that. Send it anytime during the week, and we'll get those questions. We'll try to get answers back to you even before the show, but at the very least, we'll be able to do that. So let's take a break now at the bottom of the hour. We'll go into the news, and we'll be back after the news break at AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
America, this is your blood brother Ted Nugent, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
And welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us here at Shooting from the Hip. Give us a call at 457-1290 if you'd like to get on. My name is Mark Avery. I'm in for Jeff Pedro today, who is out on taking a little bit of Christmas time off with his family. You'll find Sim Trainer at 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine. It's pretty easy to get to from the Dryden Road exit off of 75, just about a mile and a half north. You can call the range at 937-293-3914 if you have any questions about registration for a class or if you want to register for a class. Or you can just stop by the range if you'd like to see what the facilities are like. We're more than happy to give you a tour down there. The range is open on weekends on Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 1 to 5. So, and we are open this weekend, so you're more than welcome to stop by. Let's talk to some folks on the phone. Let's talk to Adam in Greenville. Adam, you have a question for us?
Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Yeah, be sure you got your radio turned down, okay, so that we're not hearing the radio.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
How's it going?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Did you have a nice Christmas time?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, super. What's your question for us today?
Well, speaking of Christmas, my girlfriend got me she's going to buy me a concealed carry class for my Christmas gift. And
super.
I've been a gun owner for a couple years now, and I was wondering if it's even worth to carry it in terms of where I can carry it, I can carry it, and what kind of regulations are going to restrict carrying it.
Well, I think it is worth it. I've been a licensee now since 2004 when the licenses came out. And yes, I've changed some of the places that I go because, like for instance, we talked about earlier with the restaurants being off limits if they serve alcohol. So I just don't go to them very often. You can't go to, there's several places you can't go. You can't go to government buildings and you can't go out on any of the federal property. So if you wanted to go out to the base, you can't even have your gun in your vehicle on the base. So, you know, there, it does make it difficult in some of those situations, but more and more businesses are beginning to realize that some of their best customers are those same responsible people that have taken it upon themselves to defend themselves and prepare themselves for whatever violent conflict might occur. So we're seeing many of the stores that initially bought into the lies that were told by folks like the Ohio Coalition Against Guns Violence and the Brady Campaign, saying how there was going to be guns just flowing in the streets and blood all over the parking lots because somebody at Blockbuster would be upset about having to pay a late fee, and which they had to do at the time. And so there was a lot of nonsense about that stuff. But frankly, I find more and more businesses now are taking those signs down because they realize that any sign that says that the people in this place that are law-abiding citizens have all been disarmed means that that's a zone that the criminals are going to be protected. So I found that most of the places that I need to go don't have those signs.
Okay, well, thanks for the insight. Also, maybe in short, can you tell me kind of the process about having your concealed carry and traveling your car, maybe even traveling across state lines, especially surrounding states to Ohio, kind of in short, like the process and their state laws?
Okay, certainly. One of the things that you need to do is make sure that your license, the Ohio license, is recognized in the state that you're going to, and you can do that in several places. The United States Concealed Carry Association has a great map. If you want to join their association, you can go to handgunlaw.us, and they have a nice tool that helps you figure out where those places are. And there's also carryconcealed.net, which has a map that you can use and put in which license that you have, and it will tell you what states have reciprocity or at least will recognize your license. You need to go to each of the states' laws and find out what their requirements are for carry. In Ohio, for example, you have to notify any law enforcement officer that you deal with in an official capacity that you have a license to carry a concealed handgun, that you have your handgun with you, and as you keep your hands in plain sight during all that time. So that's the Ohio law. It's not the same in all states. So some states have a notification requirement, others don't. You need to know those kinds of things. There are different prohibited areas in each of the different states. And just like when you drive from Ohio to any other state, you need to follow their rules of the road. You also need to follow the rules for the state that you're going to as with respect to concealed carry. Those sites that I gave you are linked to our website at sim-trainer.com/radio. So that will help you kind of get a summary of them as you get ready to go to those places. What I always do is I try to print out a copy of the reciprocity agreement, if there is one, or something from that state's website. Usually the Attorney General's website or law enforcement might be the Highway Patrol or the state police. You can print off what their requirements are. You can go to their revised code and print off the section of the revised code that tells you specifically what their requirements are. And then if you have a copy of that with you, it gives you a good reference. Plus, if there's any difference of opinion between you and whoever else you might be talking to, sometimes law enforcement doesn't always know all of the arcane rules, particularly in some of the places that are a little bit less friendly to having guns. Then at least that way you've got something you can say, well, you know, this is what the law says, and so this is why I was doing it that way. And if they say, well, that's not what that means, at least they've understood that you were trying to be responsible and do what you could to follow the rules of their road. So
okay.
I don't really have a problem. I did get, like I mentioned earlier in the show, a license from Pennsylvania so that I would be able to carry where my brother lives in Georgia and in some of the places that I do work in Texas. So that was the main reason I got another state. But Ohio by itself, you have your license is good in 27 states. So
no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you know it really is a pretty decent license. If you know if you if you go to those other websites, it'll give you a list of the different places that you can carry. So that's really not too bad.
Okay, thanks for the good advice.
Thanks very much for calling the show. Let's talk to Dean. Dean, you have a question about concealed carry?
Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Thanks very much for calling.
Thank you. My question is a part of the law. I know the law states that while driving your vehicle, you have to have your weapon on your person in a holster.
That's one of the ways you can carry.
Right. And my question is, once you exit your vehicle, does your weapon have to be in a holster?
Doesn't have to be, no. The only provision in the law regarding carry in your on your person in a holster is respect to when you're in a vehicle. It doesn't matter if you're driving, by the way. Anybody right. in the vehicle has that same requirement. So there are some clips that some people like to put on their guns that just kind of hold the gun inside their clothing, and there's no holster. That doesn't work for Ohio if you're going to be in a vehicle. But otherwise, you know, if you like, you know, there's some people that want to carry in their pocket and maybe a small revolver, nothing else in the pocket, and they want to do that. I certainly understand that philosophy. Personally, I prefer to have the gun in a holster that covers the trigger so that there's no question of anything else being in there. Plus, if it's in your pocket, the holster will make the gun present the same way every time so that you reach in, you know exactly where it is. You can practice that, and it becomes a muscle memory thing. But, no, there's no legal requirement that you must have it in a holster when you're not in a vehicle.
Yeah, but see, that's what my question was. I've had instructors tell me it has to be in a holster all the time. And had other people tell me, no, it doesn't. Once you exit the vehicle, it can be on your person anywhere, and it does not have to be in a holster.
No, yeah, as long as it's... for safety, it's a good idea for it to be in a holster. But from a legal requirement, there's nothing in Ohio law that addresses how you can carry on your person other than when you're in the vehicle.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because the type of weapon I carry, it's completely safe. It's set in between a slot where it cannot be dropped and go off accidentally or anyway. So
it sets where?
Carry it in your pocket or in your jacket, vest pocket, or something like that.
Okay.
But I just wanted to make sure because people told me, no, you have to have it in the holster all the time.
Well, if somebody tells you that, you might have them look to see, you know, have them show you where they got that information. But I'm not aware of any place in the Ohio Revised Code that has that kind of a provision.
Okay. Yeah, when I got my CW, it only covered 16 states. It's up to 27 now.
Well, you don't have reciprocity in all those states, but there are other states that recognize our license, and the latest one that was added was Nevada. As of July 1st of 2009, Nevada now recognizes the Ohio license. So If you go to the Attorney General's website, I think there's 18 states that are listed that we have reciprocity with, but there are other states that recognize any license, and that would be like Indiana. Nevada specifically recognizes our license because our provisions are similar to theirs.
Okay, I appreciate the information, Mark. Nice talking to you.
Thanks very much for giving us a call. Let's go to a break, our last break for the show, and we'll be back shortly with Shooting from the Hip on WHIO.
This is Rachel Parsons, spokesperson for the National Rifle Association, and you're on Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery. I'm your host for Shooting from the Hip today. Give us a call at 457-1290, and we'll get you on the air. We talked just before the end of the first half hour about the deals that we had going before Christmas, and I have unilaterally decided without Jeff's permission to extend those through New Year's. So you can still get in today or tomorrow for sure. If the range is still open during the first few days of this week, we will be closed on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. But if you get in before that and the range is still open, these deals are still good. Unfortunately, one of those special deals is gone already. We had a first one in deal on a great DPMS Sportical rifle. That gun is already gone, so you missed the window on that one. But what do we have left? Okay, anyone who joins the range with an individual, family, or lifetime membership will also get to attend our popular basic handgun class at no additional charge. So we're going to throw in the $79 basic handgun class with any of those, the individual, family, or lifetime memberships. And then on top of that, when you go through that class, you'll have an opportunity to shoot the different guns that we have in the safe and find the one that works well for you. And then you'll be able to use that gun for 1 month free of charge as part of your that opening deal, just for those folks that come into the range and sign up for a new membership, either an individual, a family, or lifetime membership. Now, lifetime membership, there's only 7 of those left. So if you've been holding off wanting to find out whether or not those things were going to be around and you were kind of putting it off and putting it off, this is the end of the putting it off time. Because as of today, there were only 7 life memberships left available. We initially offered those as a special promotion about the time that Shooting from the Hip went on the air, but we're only going to have 50, and they're, like I said, they're almost gone. So when they're gone, that's it. Then the individual membership is normally $250 a year. That's just a little over $10 a month, which, quite frankly, is way cheaper than cable, satellite, telephone, and probably less than what Jeff's cell phone bill costs each month. But an individual life membership costs only $9.99, which sounds like a lot when you put it all together in one bunch, but you'll break even in 4 years if you do nothing else but come down for recreational shooting. And the other thing is that it includes $250 worth of training coupons. So if you want to come take a concealed carry class with you and your wife, then that uses those $250 in coupons. The membership price, you get a $25 discount as a member if you want to take our concealed carry class. Normally it's $150. So if two of you as members come down to take that class, that would be $250, and that would be automatically included in the price of a life membership because those are transferable. Now, if you want to go to a family life membership, that's an additional $500. That's $14.99. And then anybody in your family under 21 years old, you and your spouse and anyone else in the family under 21 would be able to come and shoot anytime they want. So, anytime that the range is open. So it's a great deal. There are a lot of other benefits with the life membership available as well. But like I said, there's only 7 of those left. So stop by the range at 2031 Dryden Road and we'll get you hooked up. Just remember that if you snooze on that one, you're going to lose because those life memberships are not going to be offered again. That was a one-time good deal that Jeff set up for this year in order to do some special things at the range. And that, like I said, there's only 7 of them left. We had somebody call in during the break that had a question about what do you do to restore your right to keep and bear arms if you've had a felony on your record? And I'd like to answer that a little bit, and it's a tough question, man. I'm not going to sugarcoat the answer. It's a difficult thing to do. There is currently a way to do that. If that's the only thing on your record, it's possible to go before a judge and have that expunged. Basically, that makes it so that it's no longer considered as part of your record. It still shows up, and the FBI can see it and so forth. And, in fact, back before 2007, those offenses were still counted in Ohio against your ability to get a license to carry a concealed handgun. And fortunately, that law has changed so that if you had an offense expunged, then you could get a license to carry a concealed handgun, even if that offense would have kept you from getting a license before. It's difficult to do. You'll need to speak with an attorney and put the paperwork together. You'll have to go before a judge and ask to have that expunged. You'll have to give plenty of reasons why that's no longer relevant to who you are today. And I know a lot of people that have had major life changes, and the things that they did in some of their earlier years are not representative of who they are now. And if that's the case you can make to the judge, then it's possible that to get something expunged. Unfortunately, if you have a felony on your record that has not been expunged, there is currently no provision in U.S. law for you to get your rights back. And I think that's a problem. I personally disagree with that provision, that permanent, no forgiveness, one time and you're out approach to a right that is guaranteed by the Second Amendment to the Constitution. Now, the Second Amendment says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And for people who have had something in their past that has gotten on their record, for them, that is infringed for the rest of their lives. Now, I recognize there are some people who are too dangerous to be out in public. And frankly, they should not be out in public. If you're not too dangerous to be out in public, then you should also be trusted to defend yourself with the most effective tool available to do that. And again, that's just my personal opinion. I know that's something that we can get into a lot of discussion with. I know there are a lot of people that disagree with that. They think that anybody that's ever had a felony is too dangerous to have a firearm. But if that's the case, I think they should still be in jail. And I know that our judicial system right now doesn't do that, doesn't treat people that way. And I think that's a problem with the judicial system. Maybe if some of the judges knew that everybody that they released would be able to go out and buy a gun legally, they might think a little bit longer about shortening those sentences and giving parole when that's not necessarily the people really aren't ready for that, and society needs to be protected from them. So quite frankly, it's going to be difficult for you to get that turned around. I would hope for the best for you, and if it's really a difference, if you are a different person than was that person that back then committed that felony and was convicted, then all the best for you. I hope that you'll be able to do that. And now, if you do that, you will at least be able to get a license to carry a concealed handgun, and that expunged felony would no longer count against you. One of the things that we talked about last week was mental preparation for conflict, and as I wanted to talk about that, and I don't think we're going to have time, so let me just tell everybody thanks for being a listener of the show. This is our last show for the year, so on behalf of Jeff and everyone at Sim Trainer Shooting Range and Firearms Training Center, I'd like to wish you a blessed and prosperous new year. I know this has been a tough year for many people, and if you're one of those, know that our hearts go out to you, and we wish you the very best for the new year. Come back and join us next week when we will be in the new year, 2010, with Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.